stand by. Good day, everyone. Thanks very much for holding, and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk. TSM 5.3 goes end of service. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn things over to Tricia Jiang. Tricia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join today's Tivoli Talk. Today we have David Reedy, who you might have encountered with your Level 2. He works as a Level 2 support specialist. David's been with Level 2 for 9 years, and he's going to walk us through the intricacies of the Tivoli Storage Manager 5.3 end of service. And I think this call is going to be very exciting for a lot of you, and I know I've spoken to some customers about our new information, and they're very happy. You should have been able to pull down the presentation that David will be using from either the Tivoli Talk site or the Partner World site. If you do have any questions or problems, please go ahead and email me. My email is Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at us.ibm.com, and I can help you out with that. And with that, I'd like to go ahead and turn this over to David.
Okay, thank you, Tricia. Today, I want to discuss some of the changes and intricacies of the end of support for the Tivoli Storage Manager 5.3. So going to slide 2, our agenda is going to be just an introduction of what the EOS is going to be about, where to find more information, and then our presentation, and then we'll be taking questions at the end. Slide 3 covers the purpose of this seminar, which is to assist the account teams and the business partners when you discuss the end of support for TSM 5.3 with your customers. On slide 4, just to cover our objectives, by the end of the seminar, you'll be able to understand the details that make up this EOS and explain to your customers their support options. So on to slide 5. More information can be found with the 5.3 flash, which is at the doc link indicated. There are upgrade instructions and additional information at the next doc link. We're also putting together a support FAQs document that will be number 1298195 and will be available shortly. And if you do have any follow-up questions that we don't address in this discussion, please use the SWAN tool to submit those questions, and we'll get back to you promptly. On slide 6, just to cover the official announcement, is that TSM 5.3 servers and clients will go out of support on April 30th of this year, 2008, for all platforms except ZOS. On April 6th, the TSM 5.3 ZOS products, except for the USSS client and API, will go out of support. And those clients, USS and API, will go out of support on September 30th, 2008. Now, there are 3 special TSM 5.3.6 backup archive clients and storage agents that will go out of support when the vendor ends their extended defect support. For Windows 2000, that's July 2010. For Solaris 8, that's March 2009. And Linux x86 Red Hat 3 is October 2010. On slide 7 is our announcement history. When was this 5.3 EOS announced? There are 3 end-of-service announcements that went out starting in April 2007, and those are noted in the first bullet. The support flash was posted and sent out via Interlock in November in 2007. It was revised and reposted on January 2008, and it has actually been revised again today. The flash revision has been documented in the ADSML forums just this month. And the end-of-support information can be found for the details of each of the 5-3 products at the link listed in the portfolio. So moving on to slide 8, what covered in the announcement? Well, the announcement covers both server and client code. It also covers the data protection and HSM products. After April 30th, in the 5.4 lifecycle, TSM 5.4 servers will only support the 5.4 and the 5.5 clients. The TSM 5.4 clients will be supported with the 5.4 and 5.5 servers. Now, the special case client and storage agent that I spoke of earlier will be covered under the 5.4 lifecycle. And we'll get into that a little deeper later in the presentation. There is a client and server compatibility page, the doc link noted. On to slide 9, how our customers can obtain support beyond the EOS dates for the server and clients. They can upgrade their 5.3 servers and clients to TSM 5.4 or 5.5, or they can purchase a support extension. That's eligible for it's a 2-year support extension is what's available. The support extension information can be found at the doc link noted in the third bullet. On slide 10, we discuss extended migration upgrade assistance, where customers that are running the 5.3 server client on their operating systems after April 30th can obtain best effort support for migration and upgrade. And we define that as in the process of upgrading, an error or failure occurs that requires assistance of the TSM support group. There will be no code changes made to TSM 5.3 after the April 30th date. After September 30th, all customers who continue to run 5.3 will be required to have already purchased a support extension. Now, our best effort will consist of about an hour of support from the front end level 1 group, and the PMRs will be given a severity 3 status. The 1 hour is our intent to try to get customers over that hump that is holding up their migration or their upgrade. It has shown in the past to be sufficient. And so moving on to slide 11. In our platform support update, as I previously mentioned, we're adding support for 3 operating systems, Windows 2000, Solaris 8, and the Linux x86 Red Hat 3, because they are in extended support by their vendors, and they're not supported in TSM 5.4 or 5.5. The supported components in TSM will be the 5.3.6 BA client, and that client will install only on those levels, only on the Windows, Solaris, and Red Hat 3. Additionally, the 5.3.6.3 storage agent will also be supported on those operating system levels, and select TDPs will be supported only on those operating system levels. So when customers call in, and they are running 5.3.6.3 on Windows 2000 or Solaris or Red Hat 3 x86, they will not have problems through entitlement as regards extended support. We will continue to support those products. If they're running 5.3 on, for example, AIX 5.2, they will need to have purchased an extended support contract. On slide 12, we note the end of support lifecycle pages for Microsoft, Solaris 8, and the Red Hat 3. The Windows support ends July 13th, 2010. Solaris 8 is March 2009, and Linux is 2010. Their mainstream support has ended, but the vendors do continue to provide patches as necessary, hot fixes, and such. Moving on to slide 13, our special code, 5360 on the client, 5363 on the storage agent, will be available and supported under the 5.4 support umbrella for those three operating systems. They'll retain the 5.3 functionality. So we will not be providing new functionality to those storage agents or clients. Fixes will be provided as necessary. In our software support handbook, we do note that support expires with the end of OS support plus 90 days. So with the 2010 date, July 2010 date for Windows, we would be able to provide an additional 90 days of assistance. Customers must have a current support contract, and the TSM server must be at 5.4 or 5.5. Or have an extended support contract for 5.3. Now, it's important to note that we are not monitoring our customers. Customers can run the versions of client that they're comfortable with at their current code levels, but if they do require assistance and they're not running, for example, the 5.3.6 client, we're going to require them to upgrade to that client and recreate the issue at that level in order for us to provide assistance. But we're not strictly enforcing customers to upgrade by the April 30th date. It would be preferred and best for the customer, but it's not a requirement. It's only if they require assistance, we will hold firm on the levels that they're running. On slide 14, we note some additional changes. To better align with the Hewlett-Packard support plan, we will be adding support in 5.4 server and client to the 11i version 1 release of their operating system. It will be the 5.4.2 BA client and the 5.4.3 server and storage agent. TSM for space management does go into support April 30th. There won't be a special 5.3 client, and a support extension will be required after that date. HSM for Windows is in the same category. The other platform support remains unchanged. On slide 15, we note the end of support dates for the operating systems that have reached their life cycle. I won't go through them line by line. The TSM server client server and client platform support overview is noted in that doc link, and customers that have 5.3 customers who have operating systems that are no longer in mainstream support by their vendor or are not supported in TSM 5.4 or 5.5 will need to obtain service extension for the 5.3 server. On slide 16, we note our TDP support. The information on this page is quite good. The TDP versioning can be confusing, so we do note in those bullets the TSM for database and TSM for mail versions that will remain supported. All other OS levels require that customers upgrade to the 5.4 maintenance level for those components when available, if a fix is available. And TSM for CS and TSM for ACS both go out of support in April 2009. on 517 is our new IBM International Program License Agreement Software Support Lifecycle Policy, or what we refer to as 5+3, which is a life cycle of 5 years for the 5.4 and 5.5 and future releases with the ability to purchase an additional 3 years of extended support to the 5.3 code. But once your customers are at 5.4 or higher, they don't have to upgrade off that level for at least 4 more years. And additional information about the policy can be found at the link noted. And I'll open up for any questions.
At this time, if you have any questions, we'll ask you to signal us by pressing star, then 1 on your telephone keypad, please. Star 1 now for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. And first up, we have Mark Larson. Mark, please go ahead.
Yes, I just have a quick question on the extended service. How do they price that? Do they price that on the size of the environment or just the length of term?
My understanding is that there's an initial output, and it's based on their on a percentage of their current contract. But the information on the doc link provides more information.
All right, thank you.
And once again, if you do have any questions, please press star one for questions.
While we're waiting for questions to come in, this is Tricia Jong, and I just wanted to mention that we will be following this call up with an FAQ that kind of walks through these intricacies of the extended support for the platforms that are still being supported by their vendor. And we will also kind of encapsulate in that some of the links to the Tivoli Talks in case you have a colleague who wants to hear it replayed, as well as the links to the actual announcement. I know this is a big deal to a lot of customers, and that's why the PDT and the IBM managers really took a second look at this and tried to figure out a strategy that would favorably work with the customers.
Now, no questions holding at the moment. Again, though, it is star one if you have any questions, please.
I did want to make a small correction. I may have misspoken on slide 15. The extended support would need to be purchased for server and client. I may have said just server, but the extended support would need to be purchased for server and client.
We do have a question now from Ed Johnson.
Oh, hi, this is Ed Johnson. I joined a few minutes late, so it may be repetitive, but just one other question I thought I'd ask again. I did see that there is extended support for the migration from 5.3 to 5.4 for the next 6 months, and my understanding is that if a client is migrating from 5.3 to a higher version, that they'd at least be able to have assistance with that level of conversation with the support structure. Does that mean that that the only support is to help get them to 5.4 or 5.5, or is there some level of assistance if it seems to still be a problem at the 5.3 level?
We will... thanks for the question, Ed. We will absolutely assist customers with issues. We'll take it on a case by case basis. Our intent is that the migration assistance be for issues that come up while the installer or the upgrade is occurring.
Okay,
but we will assist customers.
My client is particular, and I may take it offline with you, is actively doing the migration, has a plan in place, and they've started already, but you know, it's a very large environment, and we need to make the conscious decision on do they truly need the extended support or not. And I know that in very large environments, often there are a few orphaned. I mean, some of them have even ADSM code, I hate to say. But there are some orphaned environments. And normally if they have real problems and the answer is, well, you got to upgrade to a current release, that they will do that. So I just want to make sure before approaching them again.
Right. If there's an issue in 5.3, we won't be able to provide a code change.
Right.
You know, with extended support, they could you know, if it would be applicable to that level of code, a special build or something to that regard. But under this presentation, they would need to have extended support for a code fix.
Yep. Okay. I understand. Okay. Thanks.
Again, another reminder, if you have any questions, star 1, please. Star 1. No questions holding at the moment.
Well, thank you all for taking the time today. And once again, this has been a recorded session, so if you do have other colleagues who are interested in hearing the replay, I will be sending out the information on where to access the replay from. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tricia and David, just before we hang up, there has been a late signaler into the queue. Do you have time to answer that question?
Sure.
Okay. This is going to be from David Glover. David, your line's open.
Hi guys, sorry I'm late on the call. I've just come off a customer call on this very subject, actually in Nordics. How simple is it for my team? Sorry, I look after storage for Northeast Europe, storage software. How simple or difficult is it for my team to simply get an extended service at the end of the year, and quickly going to turn around if there's a price involved?
All that. Well, the start would be to go to the support extension page, and and that team would be able to provide you with information as far as pricing. Turnaround is, my understanding, is that they'll get the contract out to you as quickly as possible, and then it's in the customer's hands as to you know, how quickly or they sign the contract or need to review and recommend changes.
Okay, can I have someone in the team in Europe contact me, please, if that's possible? Because we need to work over the weekend on this for the customer on Monday.
Somebody with support extensions?
Yeah. So who can my team? Who should my team work with to fix this?
Sharon Garduno is the direct contact with the support extension group.
Okay, thank you.
Garduno.
All right, and with that, there are no more questions. So once again, everyone, we thank you for joining us today. Tricia and David, thanks very much. Any further comments?
No, if there are any additional questions, please submit through the SWAN tool, and I will get back to you as quickly as possible.
All right. Thanks very much again, everyone. That concludes today's conference. Have a good day.